It's a mixed bag of conditions when looking at crops covered in drought over the past month. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for corn,
the percentage of the production area covered by drought increased during the four-week period ending August 2nd from 29% to 31%. But remember, we had wetter conditions in the eastern Corn Belt offset by dry conditions in parts of the western Corn Belt. So it was pretty much a wash when you look at it as a whole.
While a similar situation was reported for the nation's soybean crop,
we did see a net increase during the four-week period ending August 2nd from 22% to 28% drought coverage. But again, some of those eastern soybean production areas did reasonably well with increased rainfall during the month of July.
Southern crops such as cotton, rice, even sorghum have experienced extreme drought coverage, while year-over-year coverage improvements have occurred for the nation's spring wheat crop. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.